I would like to welcome all of you, new members. I believe there's three of us. And Kelly, who is the old-timer here.
Yes.
I'd like to welcome Dallas, who puts things together for us. And Dallas, you can tell us a little bit about himself. And then Luann. Luann is as experienced as Arnie, Chuck, and I. We are old-timers compared to her. She started Monday. So we're kind of a new outfit. And I think the first order of business is the adoption of the rules. And I believe Dallas got each of you a copy of the rules. I hope you've had a chance to read them. Are there any questions, any concerns? With that, I would move for adoption of the rules.
So moved.
There's a motion to adopt the rules. I don't see any dissent. The rules are adopted. I do have a few other things that I would like to tell you about. One, I'd like us to start on time, and that means when the sweep second hand hits one, the gavel goes down, and we're going to start. And I see by the committee schedules all of us are busy, but we'll start here at one, get our business done, and move on. I'd also like to ask anyone that presents information or is testifying before the committee or anyone on the committee, if you use an acronym without explaining it at least once, I'm not sure what the penalty will be, but that gavel will whack pretty hard. The acronyms, we have four of us that are brand new, and it would be to our advantage to have the acronyms spelled out. At the end of our meetings, I will give an opportunity for public comment so that anyone in the gallery that has something they want to add or something to say, you'll have an opportunity. And with that, I'd like to start with introductions, and I'm going to start on that end with Chuck Burley. And if you'll tell us a little bit about your district and about yourself and what your expectations are for this committee.
Well, I'm Representative Chuck Burley from Bend, and freshman this session. My background is I'm a forester. I've worked for the forest products sector here in Oregon. Prior to that, I spent time with the U.S. Forest Service. I don't know if I have any expectations for this committee yet. I'm still trying to see exactly what we're going to be working on, although I think that based on some conversations you and I had earlier, it'll be some pretty interesting topics. So with that, I'll leave it at that.
And Kelly, the senior member.
Yes, senior.
Representative Worth.
And I'm Kelly Worth. I'm from Corvallis. And Corvallis has HP and headquartered there, and CHCM Hill, and a lot of IT. So it makes sense for me to be on this committee. And it's the second time I've served on this committee, one time in the interim. And let's see, my background in information systems management, I have an MIS degree, and master's in MIS, and I automated the command group, actually, of the 3rd Infantry Division, headquartered in Würzburg, Germany, and haven't done much since then, so I think all my knowledge is out of date, but I still have the background. And I guess my expectations for this committee are to, I guess, fully automate, fully make this entire state as technology friendly as possible, and raise IT to a level where it should be, and not at kind of base expectations where everyone thinks, well, if we can cut something, we might as well cut IT. So hopefully educate the rest of our colleagues about the importance of IT and raise it to a level where it ought to be.
Thank you, Representative Worth. Representative Roble.
Yeah, my name is Arnie Roblin. I'm from the Coos Bay area. District 9 goes from Coos Bay to Florence, a beautiful part of the South Coast, and one of those areas that was fortunate to get a lot of technology relatively early in comparison with schools. I was a high school principal at Marshfield High School for 15 years and worked at the same school for 32 years before I retired, and enjoyed that. And IT became a very important part of our school the last 15 or so years. I look for this committee to start talking about a lot of the big issues, and I agree with Kelly. We need to let everybody understand we are in an information age. We need to be able to understand this. And I look forward to the interactions with people coming and testifying so I gain a little bit better understanding of where that's going, because it is ever-changing. But we do need to make sure that the state recognizes they need to be a part of this.
And I'm Representative John Dollum from House District 59. House District 59, I think, is the second or third largest district in the state. I go from Mosier to Arleigh, from the Black Butte Ranch to Granite, through Mitchell, John Day, and home through Spray, rather large communities in my area, very rural. Technology is a huge part, is a huge player in my district because of distance. I look for this committee to bring some continuity in information and technology. I think the issue might be information management and technology. We have a wealth of information. The notion is, how do we share it? How do we move it around? How do we store it? That sort of thing. And I look forward to looking into those things. And with that, we'll talk to Luann Roenig. What can you tell us about yourself, Luann?
Thank you, Representative. My name is Luann Roenig, and I picked up on the U.S. Forest Service background over there. My first career was with the U.S. Forest Service. My second career was with the state of Oregon, and now this, I guess, would be called my third career with the state legislature. So I have a lot of government background, if you will. And it's pronounced Raymig. Just pretend H isn't in there. Okay.
Thank you, Lauren. And who's helping you today?
I'm Linda Gatto. I'm a committee assistant, and I'm here helping Lauren. And this is my fifth session.
And you're just helping Lauren today? Or are you going to be with us?
Yes, for as long as she needs me.
Not for as long as we need you.
As long as you need me.
And the person we look to for direction and administration, Dallas, tell us about yourself.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Dallas Wayne. I'm with the Legislative Fiscal Office, which during session historically and statutorily staffs the Ways and Means Committee, and for some reason we were asked to staff this committee also, I believe, probably for continuity in staffing, because I've been the committee staff for the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology since 2001, a job I think I inherited because I was the staff scheduler for a subcommittee of Ways and Means during the 2001 session for information management technology. I have more careers than Luann, so I won't go into my background, but it's been auditing, public accounting, financial management, government and private sector. I just still can't find a job that I can stick with. And I've been here, this is my fourth session. I started in the 99. My first session was 99.
Thank you, Dallas. Dallas may not be with us at all sessions. We've kind of absorbed the responsibilities from the Joint Committee, and in talking with Dallas and his boss, we may see a substitute on occasion. And that's not that Dallas doesn't want to serve with us. It's we may see a substitute. And with that, I'd like to thank you, the staff that supports us. And Dallas, you're going to give us an overview and a little history of where we've been.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, for each of you, first of all, I'd like to start off with a little roster that we are preparing. This will help committee members stay in touch with each other. We now have personnel staff for Representative Worth, and we'll get this reprinted out to you so you can leave it in your office, so that if anybody can't make a meeting or the like, please let myself or Luann know. This should facilitate communication so we can move along as a reference tool. History of this committee. This is a House committee for this session, but the committee was originally formed up, a joint committee on data processing was formed up in 1975 and was to look at data processing issues. And towards the early 90s, it took on a little more of a budgetary bent. I think they expanded the committee membership, and it required by law that it include some members out of Ways and Means. So I think historically there's been a connection between information management technology and the budget process, because obviously the cost and resources needed, and also the competing interests of resource allocation within agencies. There was a subcommittee of information management and technology in Ways and Means in the 2001 session, which proved to be a very effective tool, we felt, for all agencies to bring their IT issues forward to one committee. In the budget process, we have six subcommittees. So each agency's budget was heard in a separate silo, if you will. And this didn't work always in the best interest of efforts that the legislature was trying to achieve through consolidation, streamlining, and the like. So hopefully this committee through this session will at least be able to perform that same sort of thing where different agencies can bring their IT issues forward, and it'll be before the same panel. So you folks can then evaluate and make recommendations and hopefully continue, and I think with the chairs, he's been briefed in the past to continue the initiatives of the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management Technology, because this has been going that way. As you can see from this little history, there are some recent issues addressed by the JLCIMP that I think are near and dear to this committee's heart: consolidation of the state's computing and networking infrastructure, the enterprise or statewide information technology security. Because of the issues around this one, public hearings on this will be somewhat restricted. I believe, though, that the people involved and those in charge of this from the Department of Administrative Services stand willing to brief you individually to avoid the public records law because of the nature of the information. And don't be surprised if they ask you to sign a non-disclosure agreement for that. But they'll be ready to brief you in this venue to the extent that they possibly can. The statewide information technology strategic planning and coordination is something that was surfaced and discussed. The legislature has a history of passing laws that have provided the statutory wherewithal for the executive branch to move forward strategically with IT. It hasn't always played out that way in practice, but I think maybe because of the various budgetary practices, as well as just the players involved in the history of rather autonomous and fragmented state agency operations. You know, you can see it in the budget process where we have about 80 different budgets. Now they're moving forward. It's a different players in the game now. And I think we're seeing more of a response to what the legislature is putting in the statute now for looking at IT strategically and from an enterprise standpoint. Also, the issue that they've addressed a couple of times more through informational hearings, and you'll probably hear more about this come around March when a report's to be issued, is electronic medical records. There's a push now. There's a lot of support for this, and the thing here is that you need to be in front of the curve, otherwise we're right on top of it. Otherwise, we could be developing standards that wouldn't be consistent across state lines or even with the federal government. There are people will be coming forward with a report in March. The governor, this was brought up to the Information Management Technology Committee during the interim. The governor's office was supported. We asked the governor's office to appoint an interim or executive group to look at this. He did that with his Health Policy Commission, I believe, and they formed an ad hoc group which is expected to come out with a report in March, which we would expect to be brought hopefully before this committee at the last Joint Legislative Information Management Technology Committee meeting. Chair Dahlem was there as a visitor, and there were some rather pointed comments made that this will be coming up again, and I remember looking to him, your chair here, to carry the ball during the session with it, because there's not a corresponding Senate committee, at least for information management technology. That issue, all of these can, from one standpoint or another, offer up savings to state government, either through immediate implementation and cost savings, through consolidation and the like, but also future savings through strategic planning possibly, and with the security issue. the future plan. Right now we have a great many data centers, systems and data alike that are, have varying degrees of security issues, and savings in the future should result from improved security as well as the ability to conduct commerce electronically with the public. What I have included in your handout a letter from the 2001 Information Management Technology Subcommittee of Ways and Means. It was to the then Director of Administrative Services, and I assure you, I don't keep stuff that long, so it must have been serendipity. But this, I was going through my files and I found this, and this letter was sent to the director in 2001, and many of the issues on there were issues of the legislature, and we're talking 4 years ago. So we are starting to make some movement and seeing some progress, and I think you'll see that, but some of these issues are going to be before you in this session, hopefully further along than they were in 2001. This committee has addressed, or the Information Management Technology Committee has addressed both state internal operational issues through, you know, having state agencies in IT applications brought forward for review and approval, or their systems brought forward for review and approval. It also gets involved with the policy issues surrounding IT throughout the state, whether it be in laying that last mile of cable out there in the rural areas, or the use of the infrastructure within certain geographic areas. But it is so it's both a policy oriented as well as operational oriented. So it has sometimes supporters on one side versus the other side. It depends on your bent. But the committee itself is there to has been there to address both sides of the issues, and we probably expect to see the same thing here. Again, you don't have a Senate chair or a Senate committee that mirrors this. They didn't form up a joint committee. We would expect that it would probably go to something like government operations or the like on the Senate side, depending on the assignment of bills. The committee, one bill has been assigned to the committee now. We have it referred to the committee, and the chair will decide when to schedule that. But bills, we expect as they come here, will be, they'll have a lot of a variety. The agency budgets are in Ways and Means, so any discussion about those should be in Ways and Means, but you may be asked to give input on some of the applications and the approaches. I don't think they're... we haven't seen any indication from the co-chairs that said they're going to release the budgets to one chamber or the other. They might have been more inclined had it been a joint committee, but they're pretty protective of the agency budget bills, because once they go out of committee, you'll find from the process they may not come back. So that's about what I have. Again, I'm here for, I've staffed the interim committees. I'm not an IT person, but maybe a little knowledge is dangerous, but I've got some history with this, with the subject.
Any questions for our administrator? No questions? Here's what I've been looking at. When I thought that I would have a set up a briefing schedule, Dallas and I are looking at who and when, but from the agencies and department heads, we'd like to establish some sort of a timeline so that we can see how things are going to fold together with the Information and Technology Center. I'd also like to see what the anticipated savings are. Talk to those people about technology needs, software and hardware. Consolidating services online, e-government, if you will. I'd also like to talk about medical records, and from the meeting the first of this month when we had a joint committee with the House and the Senate, there appears to be some savings. And I think that the things that we do, there are people that are looking to us for answers on how to save money for the state and what kind of a business case can we build while we're consolidating. So that's what we'll be talking to some of the administrators and department and agency heads about. I'd also like to ask the Secretary of State for an informational briefing on voting machines to see what kind of a process that will be. I'd like to talk to the bargaining units, have them come and give you some notion of how things are going in combining IT operations from their perspective. And, of course, we have one bill now. We really are not the direct recipients of legislation generally. Information and technology issues are referred to us, and we deal with them that way. Then I would also entertain any requests that you have. And if, yes.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think that if we're going to ask the Secretary of State's office to come in and visit with us, I'd like to get a briefing on the Oregon Centralized Voter Registration System being prepared under HAVA, Help America Vote Act.
That's exactly where we intended to go, Representative Burley.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, one of the things in the resources field that I work in, geographic information systems is becoming an increasingly important tool. And we see in the public sector, governments at all levels developing GIS systems. And my concern is that because the computer power is so cheap and just tends to proliferate all over the place, that people develop these things without a lot of consistency and data standards between the different systems. And talking with folks from OSU's Institute of Natural Resources, there's been some identified concerns about trying to have some standards so that data can be shared more easily, both between governments and also between the public and private sector. So I don't know exactly how we would address that, but I'd be curious to see how the state agencies are dealing with geographic information systems.
We'll see if we can't get somebody to explain that to us.
Yeah, the one area lately that's been on the minds of those of us on the coast is how in an emergency do we communicate? And I think there is some technology around communications and satellite now that if we got a standard so that different agencies from police to fire to city governments and county governments could communicate in case of the issues with the tsunami that happened in the Indian Ocean, looking at a standard that would avail itself to that kind of emergency, because power lines, other things are going to be gone, towers and so on, would be another thing that I think we might want to look at here.
Any other concerns?
Are we going to have a certain amount of time to get our request to you?
I would like, let's...
Now.
I think I already have them. But Representative Worth, you would a week, 10 days?
Oh, yes. Sure, a couple days, yeah.
We have heavy heavy agenda items, and we'll get yours when you come to it.
Okay.
Is there any other business to come before this committee? If not, are there any comments that anyone gallery would like to make? We're adjourned.
Thursday will be an overview from
the mail crave services.
That was mean.
So we worked on that really quickly.
At the end, we had set all the...